Hello there, Jacqueline Jacks. So you're listening to an episode of the Impact Podcast, which is a more personalized podcast that I've been doing over the course of the years. And it's all about being creative, really, and what we go through as creatives, just things we focus on, things that we've had to experience, and maybe challenges. A lot of challenges, I would say. And a new challenge came up over the weekend. I was painting, and I was actually painting with my mom. And she's an artist, but she doesn't do the same kind of art as me. And we were, she wanted to try and do one of my paintings. So I was showing her how I do it and one of my watercolor processes. And I gave her the brush and everything and gave her the tools and started her out, and I let her just go at it. And she noticed, she said, "It's funny because you make it look so easy, but then when somebody actually tries to do your art, it's very difficult and challenging, and you really don't get the effect the same, even if I'm sitting here copying you." And it made me think about it. We actually had a conversation about it. She's like, because I've always said, well, I can't do the same things that you do either. When you're creating, I can't do art exactly like you. And that led to a really interesting conversation, right? It led to the conversation of how every artist has to work through a process, and that process is uniquely theirs. As a fine artist or a musician or whatever it is that you're creating, there is a process that you have developed over the years of struggling to get there. Like you have a vision in your head or of what you want your art to be like, and you're always kind of striving for that towards that vision. And then once you arrive there, either intuitively or through massive amounts of learning and training and trying and trying, trial and error, you ultimately strive to get back there once you've achieved it. I think that coming from my own perspective in art, it's like a constant journey. So I think it's important just to never give up and to always be pursuing that vision in your head. And ultimately, when you have something, stand back. If it's possible to record it and have it, like I love to record art on video, just any kind of glimpse of it. Like if I can literally just get from start to finish, even if I don't show it to anybody, those videos so that I have an archive of them, then I can go back. And when I go astray or I start to feel like my art just isn't speaking to me, it's not the same, something's changed, I can go back and I can retrace my steps and see what happened. Now, a lot of other people, they retrace my steps and they still can't produce what I'm producing, but that's okay because you're not supposed to. It's really unique. It's like a flick in every art, there's going to be things that nobody can reproduce and they shouldn't try, right? It's a flick of a hand, a gesture, something that you do uniquely, yours, that nobody else can do or should try to do. And even if they like or admire something you're creating, ultimately they have to find their own way through maybe a similar process. But at the end of the day, as a creative, as an artist yourself, you really do have to find what you do best and then keep honing and perfecting that. Another conversation, ultimately just don't give up. But another conversation that spurred online is I had asked a lot of you guys if you thought that an artist should really pick something they're great at and perfect it. And it was interesting because, like, I got such a huge variation of answers. And it seemed to me like the people who haven't been at it for very long, they like to switch it up a lot. Like they're just, "No, I don't want to do the same thing all the time. I'm not in it like that. I just want to explore. I just want to, do what I want when I want." And I totally get that because I've gone through that phase of like trying to figure out who I was as an artist and not really knowing. But then I see a lot of the answers, and this is interesting, the answers that came from the people who are very established as artists and are making a living from their art, no matter what it is, they're very defined as to what they do well and what they create. And even though they shift influences, they shift it so masterfully that their signature is on everything. I had somebody message me the other day, and they said, "You know, I've been watching you do your art for over a year now, and you have a unique signature, no matter what you're doing. Like, even if you're doing an animal or if you're doing a landscape, there is a definite unique signature that's hard to pinpoint in some cases, unless it's like a watercolor landscape. You definitely know it's mine. But in some of the other stuff that I've experimented with, I'm starting to define a signature, and it's not really straying that much from that story." Gave me the idea of creating a book of a year's worth of art and how I got there from each piece, so that I would have it, so that I could give it to my father, give it to my mom, and also just keep it on hand, so that as I develop as an artist, I think it'd be really interesting to have that book, to have that reference, not only to look through as I create, but also just to have that time capsule of what kind of art I did in that year and why it was significant or why it was special to me, why people liked it, what we all saw in it, and how it played out. I thought that would be so amazing to have. So just with a little extra effort and a little work, I think I'm going to put that together for sure, because I have pictures, I have stories, and if I just keep updating, then I can probably take it right off of Instagram. Just an idea for you guys. But at the end of the day, when you're creating and you're trying to develop yourself and your artwork, you want to make sure you're having fun. And I usually find that the things that I do best are the things that I'm having the most fun doing. And it kind of, it doesn't really start there, but it finishes there, because ultimately, whatever comes naturally to you, you have a really good time doing it. You might take it for granted. It might not appear to be the best thing that you do, but if you really just hone in on it and you focus on it and you really identify what it is that you're doing great and what is so much fun about what you're doing, and not try to be like anyone else, but just do you and just do what intuitively makes you feel good, that's really the best path any creator can be on. And that's really the most you can hope for in the world of art, no matter what you're creating. I think that as an artist, if we strive to just be ourselves and just do what speaks to us every single day, do what wakes us up excited to do it, and don't get caught up in something you think you should be doing because somebody else is doing it, or something that isn't you, but you're pushing to try and do it anyway, but you feel like it's just not a good fit. Those are things you want to look out for that you don't need to pursue as an artist. But at the same time, you should always be trying to grow and experiment. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you can find your way back to your signature style and put that stamp on it that really people clearly know it's yours. Because at the end of the day, if you want to be successful as an artist and you don't want to struggle, you do have to define yourself. And even if that definition is slightly different from time to time, stick with it and find your road or your path within that art piece each time. It's well worth the effort. It really does speak volumes. And when you release it, you'll have this amazing repertoire, this amazing catalog of your work that really just works and looks like and nobody else can replicate it, because it's truly yours. You found your path through your own struggle. You found your path to that place, no matter what it is, and no matter what originally influenced you to get there, you still found your own key signature within it. That is the key to being a master artist. So good luck in your journey, and I hope you come and hang out with me on social media. I'm at Jacqueline Jacks pretty much everywhere, and my website is jacquelinejacks.com. Don't forget to tune in for more episodes like this on Impact. That's my personal podcast, available everywhere. All right, bye guys. Have a great day.